Audio track 10, A Second Connection to the River Thames. Location 10, The Duke's Junction.
In 1789, a private channel, or cut, was dug for George, the fourth Duke of Marlborough, the main landowner and a major stakeholder in the Oxford Canal Company, in order to allow narrowboats from the canal to reach his paper mill at Lower Wolvercote. The Duke's Cut extended westwards for 250 yards, linking the canal with Wolvercote Mill Stream, a backwater of the River Thames. The mill was leased in 1782 to William Jackson, a proprietor of the weekly newspaper Jackson's Oxford Journal, which is an important source of information about the early days of the canal. Jackson was also a canal company stakeholder. Although the mill depended originally on water for its power, it began burning coal to drive its new steam engines in 1811. As late as 1856, the delegates of the Oxford University Press, who had by now taken over the lease of the mill, bought two horse-drawn narrowboats to bring 100 tons of coal each week from the Moira Colliery in Leicestershire, a round trip of 216 miles. To the west of the bridge number 232 is Duke's Cut Lock. It's unusual and ingenious, because it's designed to allow for the variable level of the river water beyond. Usually, the level of the water is lower than that of the canal, but there are occasions when it is higher, and the lock allows for both situations. It's possible to follow Duke's Cut a little further on foot, but there is no through route to the main Thames path or to Wolvercote. The mill closed in the 1990s for conversion into housing. You've now walked more or less directly northwards from the city centre for 3 miles. Another few miles along the towpath and you'll come to the edges of Kidlington. And then after that, the pretty canalside village of Thrupp. And onwards, should the mood take you, towards Banbury and beyond.